Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and you are listening to Noodle On with Noel, the podcast where I talk about a lot of stuff. Really no rhyme or reason, but I do try to stay on topic and pick a topic each week that I would like to discuss with my audience. And this week's topic is being nervous, and particularly nervous for something you've worked very hard for, such as a test, like the MCAT, in my personal life, a big old Ironman, a big triathlon, a big race, passing the bar for law school. I want to get in deep about stuff I've heard about being nervous and what is nervousness and what is, and I guess my experience and what I've learned I'm not a psychologist, you know, I'm not a psychiatrist. I have firsthand real world experience being super nervous, as do most of everyone, I would assume everyone. And that's what we want to talk about. And that's my subject for today. Real quick life update. I always give you life updates because I don't know why I give you life updates. I don't really need to be doing that. But I signed up for Ironman 70.3 Western Massachusetts in 13 days. I think it's less. And it will be my first half distance Ironman in, gosh, I don't even know how long. A long time. A long, long time. I've lost 30 pounds. I'm feeling fit. I just want to put on a race suit. I just want to put on a race suit and get out there. You know, no matter what happens, I have been through a lot this last year to get to a start line healthy, no matter what start line. And I just can't wait. And I want to share that with you guys. And I'm nervous. You know, this is very, very on topic, because I am nervous. And I'm not nervous about I'm not necessarily nervous about like doing a 70.3. It's more about, you know, I just hope I like it still. I hope I like it's been a long time since I've enjoyed a triathlon because, you know, my last one was Kona last October, and it went really bad and I hated every minute of it. So I just want to like it again. I want to like doing this sport. I'm absolutely loving training right now, and that is my next big deal. I'm officially a coach. I've always been a coach, but I'm officially opened up Noel and Coco Coaching. So I wanted to give a little self-promotion there. If you want some coaching, let me know. DM, email, reach out. I will get back to you because I would love to coach you for your next events. Okay, nervousness. Now, I'm sure everyone's heard this. And if you haven't heard this, being nervous it just means you care. It means you care. It means something that you are about to do is very important to you, and the consequences of doing bad at it are very real. You have to remember life goes on, you know, but yeah, you can be disappointed. And a good example of this is when I was, where were we? I guess we were like, but yeah, I watched my twin, Nat, test for the MCAT or I get ready to test for the MCAT to go to medical school. Or is the MCAT after medical school? I don't know. Is the MCAT pre-medical school or after medical school? Ooh, I should know that. I don't know that. But I watched him get ready for this test, and like, that's like a big deal. Like, it's something you just go, and I don't even have coping skills for something like that. Like, something you really only get one shot at, you know, with my being nervous events is pretty much boiled down to, I would say, Ironman, full distance Ironman triathlons. And the most nervous I've ever been for a race is one that I think I have potential to do really well at, something I've worked so hard for. They say that being nervous is the same feeling as being excited. And if you take it back, you draw back the mental, draw back your mind and focus on just what you're feeling, okay, being nervous is the same feeling as being excited. And it's true. Just next time you are excited about something, for me, I was recently at Hershey Park. I don't even know if I've done a podcast since then. And I was so excited to be at Hershey Park because I'm obsessed with roller coasters. And pulling up to the parking lot, you can see the mess, the giant mess of coasters, Storm Runner, Wildcat's Revenge, Candemonium, all these like crazy coasters in the coaster world that people have heard of for years. And I got this feeling, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. That feeling right there is actually the same feeling as being nervous about walking into your testing exam, about walking into the swim start for an Ironman. And it is hard to control, you know, but if we recognize that deep down, like, wow, this is the same thing. I'm not nervous anymore. I'm excited. Because nervousness comes from the fear of failing or something bad happening. When excited, it's just like you're excited for something. And I think nerves are often talked about, or where am I going with this? Like, how do you explain? So one of the biggest hurdles for new triathletes is swimming. It's the biggest deterrent. Every time I hear about, or I'm talking to a new athlete, you know, like they're like, I could do a triathlon if I could swim. I would do a triathlon if it wasn't for the swim. And it's definitely one of the most daunting parts of a triathlon, and especially open water, getting into open water swimming. It's a very, very hard, it's a very, very daunting situation that you're putting yourself in. 1,000 more people in the same body of water as you, swimming up to 2.4 miles, you know, the full distance. And I think at the beginning of something like that, if you've never done it before, walking into the water, that is like where your heart is like racing. And it's not something that you really can replicate in training. You can kind of like swim with your buddies a little bit, but it's not the same as when it's game day. And I do have some techniques. I'm sure everyone knows these techniques in terms of like, well, I've been, you know how to calm yourself down, or do you? So a couple fun things we can work on is when you are so nervous that you're sweating, you feel your heart in your throat, you are maybe having trouble breathing, you need to take a step back and take a step back and calm down, okay? I want you to breathe. I want you to stay grounded. You know that saying where they say touch grass? This is literally that. There's a saying that touch grass, because it grounds you. Like, you have been so in your head. I'm telling you, one of the most relaxing things like you can do if you feel sick, if you're nauseous, if you feel, is go touch grass. If you are need to bring your nerves down, touch grass. Literally touch it. Like, get on the ground and touch the grass. Okay, this is like some sort of, I don't know what the science behind it is, but have you ever done that? Like, back in the day when I used to get so high and blasted, so high that I was like thumping, my heart was thumping out of my chest, and I'm like, I'm gonna die. I took way too much. Back in the day, I would use that. I would go outside and touch grass. I would like get on the ground and just touch the grass and like, deep breathe, and you know, 3 or 4 minutes passed and you're kind of centered, you're back. And a lot of times to my athletes, I tell them, if you're so nervous about this swim before the race, go find a little patch of grass, sit there for a second, sit with yourself, touch the grass, and breathe. And I want you to do a full breath 3 seconds in. 1, 2, 3. Hold at the top for 2. Let it out. 1, 2, 3. I don't want to breathe into the mic, but you get it. So it's 8 seconds of breath, 3 in, 2 at the top, 3 out. And do this multiple times. And your sympathetic nervous system, am I saying that right? Remember, I'm not a doctor, people, not a doctor by any means, or in the health field by any means. I just know what has worked for me. And that is a lot of the, that's a lot of what this podcast is, me just, you know, sharing stuff that's worked for me. And I want you to breathe in, breathe out, touch grass. Are these working for you yet? Are these new ideas? No. I am kind of just thinking about like some of the most nervous moments I've ever had. And I actually tend to get kind of grumpy, like really grumpy, like kind of lash out. Like it's hard to kind of talk. I talk faster than I normally do. I talk a lot. And then it gets to like kind of game time and it's like, yeah, I can just ramble. I think that's one of my biggest, now that I'm thinking back, I'm thinking about all the times in, you know, 4:30 in the morning in transition before a big race. And I'm just thinking about, transition is where we put our bikes in the morning. And I'm just thinking about all the times that I think I just turn into a motor mouth and just talk. So here's the thing. I want you to think of the last time you were nervous, like really nervous, like nauseous nervous. And what happened? Did that help you or did that ultimately hurt you? Did that cause you not to do good on your test? Did that cause you, did the mental angst and anguish that you put yourself through, did it cause you to DNF? Did it cause you to fail the boards? Did you overthink yourself into failure? Most of the time, that's not true. Most of the time, that doesn't happen. I truly feel like most of the time, people utilize the nerves. Like you want to be nervous to some extent. And I think that some people, I think it's often overlooked that like people just associate being nervous as super bad. And I don't think it has to be. I think it's in human design, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. It's like in your human genome makeup to have nerves. Nerves are there to keep you protected, right? Okay. When you are walking into the water for a triathlon, for an open water swim start, listen to me, okay? Listen. I want you to, you can't touch grass anymore, but you can go underwater. You can get some water in your wetsuit. You know, you can kind of tread a little bit. Feel the water with your hands. Splash some on your face. Do some deep breathing and look at all the people around you. They're all just as nervous. If not, they're all experiencing some type of emotion. If they're not experiencing high emotions at the start of an Ironman, then they don't care about it, or they're just having fun, or, you know, or they do care. You know, I don't know. I guess it's hard to really say, but everyone's experiencing something. And if you look around, normally 9 times out of 10, everyone is supportive. And kind of, you know, you're all on the same journey. You know, you've all worked so hard to be here that today is the day that you're going to show your work. And I think it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful celebration of fitness, of hard work, dedication, hours and hours spent biking, running, swimming. You know, and I think that ultimately you look back at your training and you look back at your, or, you know, you look back at your studying and you're like, man, I have done a lot. I have done a lot. And the more prepared you are, the less When I do a race, the more prepared I am, the less I tend to be, the less nervous I tend to be, because I know I've done the work. I know I'm ready. A lot can go wrong. A lot is out of your control. And I think that's what's one of the most daunting parts of triathlon, of anything, is really is the stuff that's out of your control. Nervousness can come from the stuff that's out of your control. The weather. Is it going to be freezing in the testing room? Is it going to be hot in the testing room? Am I going to have enough glycogen to get around the bike course? I think one of my biggest things about being nervous these days for races is if I'm going to have enough fuel, because I have had a lot of times where I didn't eat or drink near enough and felt horrible. And that is a really bad feeling that I don't ever want to do again. And I think my biggest source of nervousness comes from that. Just making sure I don't get to that point again, because it's awful. Bonking is awful. And you're always like never quite like, every time I bonked, I'm never like quite even sure what's happening. Like I'm always like, is this a bonk? And it normally is. This is a filler episode, you guys. It's a filler episode. So it's just a brief update episode, because I wanted to have someone on. I want to have someone on, Renee Kylie, and I want her on because we're going to talk about next week. We're going to have a real episode about the Enhanced Games. Have you ever heard of that? The Enhanced Games? Yeah, I know. It's nuts. Look it up. And it's going to probably ruin ruin amateur sports, because apparently, from my understanding, you can literally pay these doctors like $399 a month. Or was it a week? I think it's a month. $399 US a month, and they can enhance you. That's as much as a coach is, you guys. And this is like a prelude to next week's episode, because I want to talk about that in depth with her. Oh, shit.